So we are continuing today in Meretz Hashem in the fourth chapter in Shaar Bitachon. So remember, again, we're speaking about the going through multiple reasons as to why there is no mention of reward in Olam Haba in the Torah. So we find ourselves now in the fifth reason. Umehem ki ha'maisa tov mischalik l'shnei chalakim. In general, when a person does a good deed, a maisa tov, so ultimately this can be divided into two categories. He explains, "Mimenu nistar in mashkev alav zula sabore, kichovos alavavos v'hadom alahem." He says, for example, there are times where a person ultimately, again, does something that is hidden. Person does a good deed, but ultimately, again, the good deed is hidden. No one else sees it except the Ribono Shel Olam. So remember, again, this often occurs with things, what he calls Chovas Halavavas, right? Again, my spirit, my internal spiritual matter, like loving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, fearing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not hating another person, not bearing a grudge. So those are things that only HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see. And then he says, Mimenu nira alei varim enenu nistamin abruim, they misas neiros ela alei varim. And then there are other misas, revealed misas. Those are misas that I often do with my body that others could see as well. Okay. So when it comes ultimately again to what we'll call revealed mitzvos, so revealed mitzvos are rewarded in a revealed way. So the same way that the mitzvah could be seen by others, so the reward often could be seen by others as well. It's reward in this world. But yet, for mitzvos which are hidden, right, what he calls the chovas halavavos, again, the mitzvos that really have to do with my relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or even my relationship with others, but rather they govern often the emotional parts of my spirituality or the cognitive parts of my spirituality, no one could see those things. That reward ultimately, again, is given in the world to come. So this is really quite interesting, a fascinating distinction. So in this world, one could be rewarded for what he calls revealed mitzvahs, visible mitzvahs, mitzvahs that I perform with my body that others can see. But what he calls the nistar mitzvahs, the hidden mitzvahs, again, that no one else could see, matters of the heart, chavas halavavos, those are things that are rewarded in the world to come. Ba'al zeh, ba'al kein, zecharo David alav ha-shalom, b'mila shemor ala inyin, k'mo shenemar. David ha-melech, ultimately, again, referred to Olam Haba in the following way. He explained, ma'rav tuvcha asher tzafanta l're'echa. How great, right? How abundant is your goodness that you have hidden for those who fear you. So he says, v'chein derech ha'onesh hanira v'hanistar k'derech ha'gemul. And again, same idea, that the same way punishment is also kind of operated in the same exact way as reward. That the same way that for reward of revealed mitzvahs, right? Revealed mitzvahs are rewarded with in Olam Hazeh, this world, hidden mitzvahs, right? Chovas halav, like chovas halav, the nistar, reward in the world to come, and the same is true with punishment. So a fascinating distinction. He says, V'haraya alze, ki akel yis'ale, arav li'amo alavo daniris aleibarim gimul nira, maher bolam alze, v'mufurisha parashasim b'chul kosai. So again, the proof for this, he explains, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you do revealed mitzvahs, that the Ribono Shel Olam gives quick, visible reward in this world, is mentioned explicitly in Parshas Bichul Kosai. Remember, what's the beginning of Parshas Bichul Kosai? The beginning of Parshas Bichul Kosai is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "In Bichul Kosai Teleichum Mitzasav Tishmoru." If you do my mitzvahs, and Hashem promises material reward. Similarly, Hashem in the Gen in the Tochacha, if you do averus, Hashem punishes immediate punishment. Lefi she'in la'amon ha'am elamashinira me'amaisim lo mashinistar. Ultimately, again, so remember, this is because the masses in general only know about revealed actions. They don't know about concealed actions. This is the meaning of the pasuk in Dvarim, that ultimately the hidden things are for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the revealed things are for us and for our children for all eternity. So again, he's just giving other examples of ultimately, again, if the people ignore an individual who gave his children over to Avodah Zarah, ultimately, again, I'll turn my attention to him. So what you see over here is as follows. So this concept of in this world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu visits reward for revealed mitzvos and visits punish ultimately again for revealed averos. But in Olam Haba, that's where we receive reward and punishment for the things that cannot be seen in a visible way. Acha avodos va'averos hatzafunos balev. But for averos and for mitzvos that ultimately are concealed in the heart, he explains, din gemulam alabori yisparch ba'olam hazeh ba'olam haba. Ultimately, again, one will be punished for them and rewarded for them, both in this world and the next. Therefore, Al Kain, Hiniach Hasefer Perish Gemul HaOlam Haba. Therefore, again, the Torah refrained from explicitly stating reward in the world to come. So this is really a fascinating idea. So essentially, what the Mechaber is trying to highlight over here is the Torah in its essence is really a sefer. It's a body of knowledge, divine knowledge, that is there to teach us how to operate in this world. And therefore, again, it discusses schar and onesh, reward and punishment of this world. So in this world, again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and holds us accountable, ultimately, again, for revealed mitzvahs, for revealed averos. But in the world to come, of course, there is another accounting, and that's the accounting, ultimately, again, for the hidden mitzvahs and the naveros. Now, the end, the Mechaber does say, however, that ultimately, again, for the transgressions, right? Ultimately, again, both for the mitzvahs and the transgressions that are concealed in the heart, that are nistar, he explains that there is still some element of reward for them in this world as well. In other words, it's not just the world to come, it's also in this world as well. Okay, but this fundamental distinction over here is that the Torah HaKadosh is here to teach us how to function in this world. And therefore, again, it focuses on reward and punishment of this world, not of reward and punishment of the world to come. Okay, Chavru, we'll stop here for today. Shkoyach, everyone. Have a wonderful rest of the weekend, and we will continue, Hashem, tomorrow.